This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Last November, a group of Michigan CEOs traveled to Israel to examine the thriving economy there and look for lessons that could be applied to Michigan, to Detroit. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes accompanied them. He's here now to tell us about an innovative idea from Israel that could be taking root in Detroit. Daniel, just what is United Rescue?
United Rescue was formed in Israel, now 20 years ago, and it is an all-volunteer rescue service. And it's the way it's designed is that it uses people in the community, trains people in the community to respond to emergency calls. And they usually can get there much more quickly because they live next door, across the street, in the same apartment building, whatever the case may be, and get there before the professional EMTs arrive. They've done this all across Israel. They've got 450, if I remember my numbers right, ambucycles, which are little motorcycles, that these people will drive with their backpack on that has all of the equipment, the defibrillator and the bandages and all the things that they might need. And they also use about 2,200 personal cars, where these volunteers drive their own cars to calls. The interesting thing about it is they've developed a software that's kind of like the emergency responder version of Uber. And what it does is when a call comes in, and immediately the dispatchers immediately look at the system and will dispatch somebody from across the street. And oftentimes that can be life-saving if someone's choking or is having a heart attack or whatever the case may be, because in some cases it may take, I think in the city of Detroit, the average is about 8 minutes. In other places, the average is about five. So that can be a five-minute window can be very, very important. And they're in Detroit this week talking about it.
And who's behind this idea of setting it up in Detroit? Who's invited them in?
Well, you've got some corporate foundations, Detroit Medical Center, Henry Ford Health System, both of whose CEOs were on the mission to Israel, who went to the same presentation I did, listened to them lay this whole thing out. They're putting their support behind it, their departments of emergency medicine. They're helping to vet the idea. They're in the process right now of putting together of really troubleshooting the whole thing and looking at the proper model that you could bring to Detroit and that could dovetail in with the Detroit Fire Department, with the EMTs, that would not threaten unions and union jobs, because that's not what this is about. This is not some kind of backdoor attempt to privatize emergency response in the city of Detroit. This is a way to augment emergency response in the city of Detroit. The city's very open to the idea.
If I'm a paramedic in Detroit, how can I be sure that's not the case?
Well, because of the way they're going to set it up. I mean, effectively, and that's not been the model. They're doing this in Jersey City, New Jersey as well. They've been doing it for about 4 months. And they've been able to, and in Israel, they've been able to do it and not duplicate or lead to layoffs or cuts in the official emergency responders is really the best way. I mean, they're going to build safeguards into this. And believe me, I think everybody is mindful that could be an issue. And they've tried to deal with it head on. And I think they're very, so far, pretty satisfied about it.
Well, bottom line, what could United Rescue mean for Detroit?
Well, as I think a lot of listeners know, Detroit has historically had issues with emergency response, whether it was police calls or fire calls or EMT calls. And under the Duggan administration, they've gotten a heck of a lot better. But this is a city of 139 square miles. There's a lot of patches of neighborhoods that are uninhabited. And I think the hope is that you could do a couple things here. One is you could improve response. Number two, you can kind of appeal to Detroiters' sense of trying to help themselves and help each other. Number three, some of the folks would have to go through a certain kind of training to be certified to be one of these volunteers. And that could become a marketable skill that they could eventually apply for jobs as an EMT in the city, in a surrounding city, a suburban city, and it could lead to a work for folks. So I think that's something that definitely needs to be explored and is being explored. It's important to note that it's not a done deal. They're hoping to get a proposal to Mayor Duggan by the June timeframe that will answer his concerns. The two principal ones are liabilities, protecting volunteers from liability should they treat somebody. And secondly, and probably more importantly, is the safety of the volunteers as they go out on calls into situations that they may not know anything about.
Keeping an eye on United Rescue and all-volunteer rescue service. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.